Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. El Paso's congresswoman is among the bipartisan lawmakers who welcome the news that Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is no longer leading the agency. Escobar, in a social media statement, said, quote, "Kristi Noem goes down as one of the most, if not the most, corrupt, incompetent Homeland Security secretaries in our country's history. Her firing is long overdue." Congressman Gabe Vasquez, who represents southern New Mexico, said Kristi Noem's overdue removal as Secretary of Homeland Security is a step in the right direction. Both Democratic borderland lawmakers had been calling for Noem's removal. President Trump says he'll nominate Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to replace her. And after months of denying he had an affair with a congressional aide, Representative Tony Gonzalez admitted yesterday to the relationship. Gonzalez represents a district from San Antonio to far east El Paso County. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports.
The admission came the same day that the House Ethics Committee opened an investigation into Gonzalez's conduct, probing if the South Texas Republican had an improper relationship with the staffer Regina Santos Aviles. Questions about the two were asked after Santos Aviles took her own life last September. Gonzalez had denied the affair until yesterday when he appeared on the Joe Pags show.
I made a mistake, and I had a lapse in judgment, and there was a lack of faith, and I take full responsibility for those actions. Since then, I've reconciled with my wife, Angel. I've asked God to forgive me, which he has.
Gonzalez is in a runoff against Brandon Herrera for the Republican nomination to represent the 23rd Congressional District. Herrera and others have called for Gonzalez to resign. Gonzalez says he is not going to resign. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Texas Democrats' new candidate for U.S. Senate, James Tallarico, is already looking to November after his victory in the party primary. And that means he's keeping the pedal pressed on his overall campaign message, that Texans must unite against the one percenters. The Texas Newsroom's Blaze Ganey has more.
For the second time in as many days, State Representative James Tallarico took the stage Wednesday night at Emo's in Austin. This time, it was to make his in-person victory speech after being declared the winner of the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. Addressing supporters, Tallarico repeated a similar message, that his campaign is about making sure everyday Texans' needs are prioritized over the wants of the wealthy.
One thing is clear today. We're about to take back Texas. To the billionaires who have taken over our state and taken over our country, your unchecked power is coming to an end.
Tallarico's opponent in the general election won't be decided until late May. However, that could come sooner if President Donald Trump gets his wishes of selecting a winner and having the other opponent drop out. That race is between U.S. Senator John Cornyn and Attorney General Ken Paxton. I'm Blaze Ganey in Austin.
In other news, the El Paso City Council rejected a proposal to cut ties with Flock Group Incorporated, a company that provides license plate reader technology services to the city this week. City Representatives Chris Canales and Lily Limon sponsored the item with concerns about who has access to data collected by the company. They also said there is a concern about whether the data would be accessible to federal agencies. Their proposal failed on a 6-2 vote. Police Chief Peter Pasilla said the information is not used for immigration, and the technology allows police to know a driver's history during a traffic stop. The El Paso City Council also approved a proposal worth just over $561,000 toward the design of a downtown deck plaza over Interstate 10. According to the City of El Paso, the vote okays a funding agreement with the Texas Department of Transportation. With it, TxDOT would manage the design of structural elements needed to place a deck over I-10 as the agency constructs a widening of the highway. The design would consider the need for center columns, life safety systems, tunnel illumination, utility engineering, and traffic engineering, according to the city. The total cost for the design would be about $10.5 million, mostly from federal funding. Support news, music, and information because public radio matters. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.